Stephen Chambong has experienced war and disruption from an early age. His father, a village chief in Sudan long before it was split into north and south, was killed when Stephen was just three. In 1983, Chambong was uprooted from his home country, driven across the Nile River to Ethiopia by unrelenting violence.
I was like 14-year-old at that time. I spent my life almost 10 years in the refugee camp in Ethiopia.
Many teenage Sudanese boys at that time were forced to pick up arms and join the fighting between Muslim factions in the north and Christian forces to the south. Chambong was one of the lucky ones, escaping decades of turmoil to the U.S. with the help of Church World Services. He has just returned to Storm Lake after 90 days in the war-ravaged region of East Africa, where thousands upon thousands of children have been orphaned by civil conflict. 3,800 of these kids are at the Roaring Lion Orphanage, operated by Chambong's mother, who the locals call St. Elizabeth, and his sisters.
90% of those children, they have no clothes and food.
It is to help feed, clothe, and medically treat these orphans that Chambong has established a nonprofit in Ethiopia, the Roaring Lion Mission.
Right now, we're looking for humanitarian to interfere in and save those lives of those young children.
Chambong estimates some 400,000 refugees have crossed the border from South Sudan to Ethiopia since 2013. It was late in that year when civil war broke out in the world's youngest nation, which had broken away from Sudan just 2 years earlier. A power struggle quickly erupted between the president and his chief deputy, who he had sacked. The result has been chaos and starvation.
We never seen the good life.
Chambong is turning to Iowans for support to relieve the dire situation in his native country. He says as many as 10,000 South Sudanese refugees have settled in Iowa. Many of them have agricultural backgrounds, largely as cattle ranchers. Chambong would like to tap into the state's farming wisdom to develop a 240-acre plot of land he owns adjacent to the Roaring Lion Orphanage.
I have 25 cows, and that's why I'm providing some milk to those children.
Chambong paints a dark picture of modern-day life in South Sudan. Crumbling roads and bridges make it impossible to transport goods. Almost everyone on the street carries a weapon. On the bright side, he says, the country is rich in oil and minerals. International pressure is mounting to reach a peace deal in South Sudan. Recent negotiations resulted in a draft agreement signed by the rebel leader, but the president snubbed the deal, saying he needed 15 days to study it. Chambong says a ceasefire may bring South Sudanese migrants home.
We love to bring the peace in the country and then the people, they can move back to South Sudan.
In the meantime, Chambong says, South Sudan is no place to travel. Hostilities have killed more than 10,000 people, displaced more than 2 million, and forced Stephen Chambong and his family into the mission of saving the lives of children at the Roaring Lion Orphanage. In Storm Lake, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.